This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Governor Jared Polis has reduced the state prison sentence of Tina Peters. The former Mesa County clerk was convicted of tampering with election equipment after the 2020 presidential election. She was given nearly a 9-year sentence. The decision orders Peters released on parole June 1st. She has served less than 2 years of her original sentence. Democrats dominate both chambers of the state legislature and the governor's office, so you might think it'd be easy to pass policy on flagship issues like labor. But the record this year was mixed, Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
Moderate Democrats killed a progressive proposal for state worker safety protections meant to fill a gap left by weakening federal regulations. Faced with competing bills on farm worker rights, Democrats also opted to reduce overtime pay instead of expanding it. And lawmakers dramatically scaled down a bill to protect workers in extreme temperatures, stripping it of its most significant parts. Progressive Democratic Senator Katie Wallace of Longmont said she's disappointed, but
I still think that we're the party of workers and the folks uplifting their voices the best in the political space.
Democrats did pass a bill to force meatpacking companies to pay for safety equipment and let workers take bathroom breaks during a shift. Another proposal to make it easier to form a union is headed to the governor, but he's expected to veto it. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Coming up on 406, you are listening to CPR News.